Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, the little things you say and do make me want to be with you. Rain on, it's a crazy feeling, and I know it's got me feeling when you say...
Little Buddy Holly bringing us back. That's Buddy Holly and the Crickets. Classic music from the Wayback Machine. So much of the rock and roll that followed him was based on him. He and a number of other pioneers of the rock and roll industry, a lot of people standing on the shoulders of guys like Buddy Holly. I'm Jim Blasingame. Welcome back. I'm glad you're here. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll check it out. Use it to your advantage. If you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blasingame. Trying to do the best we can to make sure you can find us wherever you want to find us. I want to. It's just you and me, by the way. One more segment. I have a couple of things. One more thing I should say that I want to talk about, ladies and gentlemen. And I know I've covered this quite a bit in the last few months, but there's a reason why I'm covering it, because this is very serious. This is a very serious topic, and I'm talking about the healthcare reform debate. And I want to talk about this with you now, because even as we speak, members of Congress, your delegation, your senators, your congressmen, your congresswoman, whoever represents you in your state and in your district, they're coming home. They're fanning out across the country, leaving Washington, D.C. We're actually going to be safe for about 5 weeks. They're not going to be able to get together and wreak havoc on the country. I'm only somewhat teasing when I say those things. I have a fairly low regard for the political class. And notice I didn't say Democrat or Republican, but just the political class. And so they're fanning out across the country, going home, so to speak. And so you're going to have an opportunity somewhere in your area. There's going to be an opportunity for you to go to a town hall meeting, for you to participate in something with a member of your delegation, and I want you to find out how your member of Congress is going to vote on the healthcare debate programs, the policies, the bills, I should say, that are going to be proposed, that are going to be passed, and they're going to be voted on almost assuredly between now and the end of the year. Now, what we have, folks, is this, what we have now is the American healthcare system is an imperfect one. In my opinion, it's the best one on the planet, but there are some problems. It's very expensive, and there are some structural things that are not right. And the barrier to entry for individuals and small businesses is pretty high, and so we need to fix those things. But what we don't have to do, ladies and gentlemen, we don't have to turn over to the government our healthcare system in order to fix it. There are ways to fix this. And so, consequently, what's happening right now is the primary thing that's being debated, that's being discussed, is how much the government is going to be involved directly, more directly, in our healthcare system. I don't want the government. I personally don't want the government more involved in our healthcare system. I think we can do some market-based things. I've been talking about this for a long time. There are some market solutions. There are some adjustments that government can make in tax policy, in the way insurance is allowed to be purchased in the United States. There are some adjustments that can be made that will lower the barrier to entry for individuals and small business owners to become insured with health care insurance without having to resort to a government takeover. Now, I know that some people are saying, well, it's not going to be a government takeover. It's just going to be a government option. They're going to have a government option. Ladies and gentlemen, in my opinion, that's the camel's nose under the tent. It's a canard. It's a straw man. It's a ruse just to get something started, because you know how the government works. Once the camel's nose gets under the tent, the camel can come all the way in. It slides the tent slides right up his back, and before you know it, the camel is in the middle of your tent. Now, in my opinion, the only way, the best solution this year, in my opinion, is to not let the camel get his nose started under the tent. And so that means we might have to kill the camel. And what that means is no bill of any kind in 2009. Not one single compromise. And here's why. You might say, well, Jim, that's not right. You should be ready to compromise. Here's the thing, folks. The real positive 21st century solutions of portability, of changing the tax, the way we provide tax incentives, of allowing small business owners to buy insurance across state lines, those kinds of solutions are not even being allowed to be debated. They're not even on the table, ladies and gentlemen. In the current environment, they're not even part of the discussion. So any compromise that would be that we would have would be how much government we're going to have in our... Is it going to be a lot or a little bit? That's where the compromise is going to be in the current environment, in the current debate. And that's the reason why I think we should have no bill of any kind. And the only way to do that, if you agree with me, is to let your member of Congress know how you feel about this. Let them know that you don't want the government involved in your health care. Let them know you want market solutions, and tell them that's how you want them to vote. And if they don't get that, tell them to vote against any bill this year. That's what I'm going to tell my members of Congress. You do whatever you think you need to do. Quick break, 29 after. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.